This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And if you're just joining us, Fred Warner, not just Brock Purdy, now Fred Warner has a new deal as well, and he is once again, for the second time in his career, the highest paid linebacker in the league. 3-year extension, $63 million, $56.7 million of that is guaranteed, and all... By the way, maybe this is the undersold part of all of this news. George, Brock, Fred, hunky-dory this offseason. No drama, mama. That's it. Like, I think August is just going to be, like, clean, which is what we've been hoping for 3 years in a row and not gotten it.
Right, I was just thinking about that earlier in the show. Like, what is there to talk about now between here and the start of the year? Football.
Mm.
And that's it.
That's weird.
And I believe it's a week from tomorrow. Phase three of the OTAs gets underway. So you've got, I think, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday this week, and you've got dates the week after, and then a few dates the week after that, and then... That's it. Wrap it up until you get ready to report to training camp. So, yeah, we actually get to talk about football players doing football things instead of, you know, Brandon Ayuk's Instagram you know, Nick Bosa's silence and Deebo Samuel, he's unhappy, and all the rest of the dramatic nonsense. So maybe we can actually, I don't know, go down to practice and look at some of the rookies and look at some football and say, yeah, that guy's bigger than I thought, and boy, that guy sure looks good in shorts. As long as you wear the right shorts.
But are they the right shorts? Exactly.
Had to get there first.
Zucci Main texted in, and this is kind of what we were talking about moments ago based off of what Brian Baldinger said to you guys on Friday when this news broke about Brock. And Zucci says, hey, I'm with you, Mark. He is Mr. Irrelevant QB who's QB'd for the San Francisco 49ers. That's pressure. The biggest pressure now is all the new, air quotes, family members who will show up to Thanksgiving with their hands out. Like, I totally get, and if you're just joining us, I get what Baldy is saying here.
I think the money changes things for sure. And to say that it doesn't, I don't think that's realistic. You know, the franchise is in his hands now. They are depending upon him. Now, he can go out there and put the same, you know, placid face on and smile and answer the questions and, you know, do the things that he has done. But, I mean, you know, you get into those games like that, you know, that championship game with Detroit a couple of years ago, and you're down 17, you're expected to come bring that team back and win that game. You know, I mean, that's just one example. But, yes, you're expected to win these games, the close games, the games in the fourth quarter. I mean, you start keeping that stat of fourth quarter comebacks, all those kind of things. Like, you're going to be measured by a lot of those things. And, you know, if you come up short or – you can't finish those drives, then, you know, the sky will fall. The pressure amount, the phone calls to the morning rose, to this station, whatever, you know, they're going to be amplified for sure.
Baldy.
Yep.
Anyway, I get what he's saying. I get what he's saying. I just think that if I were a betting man, and I have been known to be one, I would bet that if Brock were listening to that, he'd be like, I already felt all of those things. Like, I don't think Brock Purdy ever went into a Niner game. I don't think he went into the Super Bowl and he's like, dude, I really want to play well, but if I don't, it's cool because they only pay me $1 million. Like, that's just not – so I understand where Baldy's coming from. The sound might be more negative, the sound of the world that spins around all of this, but I do not believe that this – at least if he does it right and if he's really that dude and he's made of what we think he's made of, this does not change a damn thing for him because he already felt – all of that pressure, and the sky already fell whenever things didn't go well.
Well, if you look at it from his standpoint and the money, it actually might be less pressure because now he's gone through and done enough to get this kind of a contract.
That's a good point.
If you're thinking about it from his standpoint, if I'm Brock Purdy, there's pressure in every snap when you're the quarterback of an NFL team. You've got 11 guys on the other team who are trying to take the ball away from you, and some of them are actually trying to hurt you. Not intentionally injure you, but tackle you and get the ball away from you and, you know, put it on you and all the rest of it. So there's pressure in that. I can't imagine being a QB at that level where you've got 11 elite athletes on the other side all trying to take it away and do those things. So there's pressure there, but I think that there's less pressure for him because now he's got $180 million in guaranteed dollars. But for me, the real thing where the contract becomes a part of it is what the fans think and the national media. And, you know, you can't wait until they lose the opener to Seattle. Let's just say 23-9, and he throws two picks, no touchdowns. Every single talking head on every show nationally is going to be talking about a terrible contract, a gross overspend. The money went to his head, wasn't enough to go around to the rest of the roster, and it just becomes a part of the conversation now.
Right, but he can go find quiet space and block that out to the point that I think you were just making.
Yeah, I'm not worried about him.
To me, that's all that we're talking about right now is
for
him.
For me, we're talking about the conversation.
Well,
like,
right, but that's noise. That's what athletes and celebrities will call noise. In other words, I think the point you're making, and I agree with it, but you stop me if this is not what you're saying. What would feel more pressurized? If I play poorly today, people will yell. Or if I play poorly today, my contract value is going to go way down.
I might be out of the league. You know, even beyond that.
So, like,
for me, it's not even close, and that is what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, if you're in a casino and you know you entered with $100, and now you're sitting on $4,200 because you went on a heater, and now you're betting $50 a hand, and you're like, okay, if I get down to $3,000, I'm going to walk away. But you know, you're playing, you're having fun, you're having drinks, and the rest of it. If you enter with $100 and you're down to your final $10 chip, now it's like, it's do or die.
That's a big deal.
It's a must win.
That's
a
big hand. Yeah, like I'd comp this to Jonathan Kuminga. Let's go back over the last 4 months. What do you think bothered him more? Do you think it bothered him more that people like you and me talked about him? Or do you think he was bothered more by the fact that benching him looked really bad to the rest of the league in a contract year?
The injury probably bothered him more than the other two, but you're right.
Like that, like the pressure is getting to this point, not like making it live up to somebody else's bar. You know what I mean?
Like, but there is some of that, and a good friend of mine just texted me the name Barry Zito.
Okay.
And when he signed for $126 million with the Giants, instantly there was that level of added pressure because the Giants went out and gave him that deal. And I think Barry even has spoken to this where he felt like he had to go out there and kind of prove that, you know?
I'm sure. Like, there's no, I mean, even, you know, Adamas' slow start this year. I think it's normal. A lot of people were like, look, whenever you come to a brand new team and it's a big deal and everything, sure, you want to impress. Comp's a little different because Zito or Adamas were coming from other teams. And so it's like this, you arrive and now you're this expensive guy. Brock Purdy has a little bit of cachet built up with the Niner fan base already.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not rejecting the idea that you want to live up to your contract. I'm just saying I agree with you. It's even more pressure to get to the contract than it is to live up to it once it's already been signed.
And it depends on your situation. You know, Barry Zito had already been a Cy Young Award winner, and so the expectation that Giants fans had when he came here was higher because he had already done it in Oakland and he had already shown to be that dude. And for Brock Purdy, the contract is, it's not an albatross, but if he struggles and if they struggle, especially this year against the last place schedule, I do think the noise, it builds. And
yes.
It's not only us on this show and us at this station and this market and whatever. It'll be a national story. It's a national narrative. You know, the Mr. Irrelevant, he got paid, and turns out maybe he's not that dude.
Oh, no doubt. You know? Well, and they're the Niners. They're right. One of the big brands. Like, sure, of course, that total agreement there. Let's go to Doug in Berkeley. We'll take your calls right now, 888-957-9570. Do you think that this deal now brings with it some sort of newfound pressure on Brock Purdy? Hey, Doug, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. I'm glad that the Niners got business done early this time.
Yep.
You know, I think that they learned from not doing it before. I wanted to just mention something a little different, but in answer to your question, I think that every player is different. Every mind is different. So I'm not going to try to get inside Brock Purdy's head and figure out, you know, if he has a couple bad games, if he's going to feel more pressure or not. From what I've seen of the kid, I think that he's just going to go about his business. I think he's had ups and downs before, and I think he will handle it well. And I don't know that that's a major thing. You can come down on one side or the other on it. The thing I wanted to mention was that with regard to the contract, the elephant in the room to me was Dak Prescott's contract.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that in the negotiation, each side could have used it. You know, the 49ers could have used it as a cautionary tale. Well, you know, look, they gave Dak $60 million, and, you know, what's he done? He's made it to the playoffs, I think, once or twice, and maybe not, and a whole bunch of interceptions and bowls under pressure and gets injured. And Purdy's camp could have used it as, hey, look, they paid Dak Prescott $60 million, you know, a year. I mean, and look what Brock's done. He's gone to the NFC Championship game. He's gone to the Super Bowl. So it's interesting to me how each side could look at what to me is the elephant in the room and use it, you know, or, you know, the 49ers could look at their own situations in the last few years and use it, you know, the way you want. So I'm glad he got paid. I think it's pretty fair. I think the Niners are, in a way, kind of lucky. Last year wasn't such a great year because it brought the salary down a little bit. And I'm a Brock Purdy fan. I'm a 49ers fan. I hope the young man does well. I think he can handle it. He's handled it pretty well up to this point. Those are my thoughts on things, guys.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. Must be the, is it the top of the hour or something like that?
Yes, and he must be at the campus near the Campanile, which is where the chimes go off the giant tower there at UC Berkeley.
That's probably exactly where he is.
No doubt.
Yeah.
At first, I thought it might have been a wind chime, an overactive wind chime, but then I checked the clock and I thought, oh, time for the legal.
Time for the legal. Let's do it. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studio.
I know you're going to go out to a bunch of games this year, but Grandy and I were there Friday when the Brock Purdy news broke. Just looking out from our little spot on the concourse, and it was a sea of lavender, and there were so many people showing up early, and then they opened the doors at 5:30, and there was an absolute roar as people burst through the doors, not literally, but people just poured in, and there were so many hoodies and shirts and jerseys, and the lavender love was crazy. The people are excited.
The first ever.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
How many people get to be involved in the first ever anything? It's the first ever game. Did you stay for the game?
I couldn't, yeah.
You
couldn't make it.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
Couldn't stick and stay.
I had to scoot on
down to L.A. You know, the people who were there, the excitement and the smiles and people coming up to the table during the breaks, it was pretty awesome to see.
I love it. No, I can't wait to go. And, of course, you can hear all of the games, the home games right here on 95.7 The Game, all the games on the Odyssey app, where the Valkyries have their own special dedicated channel. So download the app if you haven't already and check that out. And yeah, I can't wait to get out and experience the whole thing. I mean, Doug's comments on the Purdy situation are pretty interesting as far as like where this goes next, the concept, the perception, what have you. I just don't see, and I would probably give this grace to most successful professional athletes, because I can promise you every one of them, no matter how successful you are, at some point you were told that's a pipe dream. That's not realistic. So they're myth busters. This is who they are. They're odds busters. This is who these people are. So if you can succeed through that, if you can be the last pick in the draft and you can be thrown to the wolves halfway through a season with two injured quarterbacks in front of you and just then waltz your team into the NFC championship game, dude, you're made of something. You're made of something pretty significant if you can do stuff like that. So I just, like, I get what Baldy's saying as far as how this will sound if things don't go well on a given week. I don't think that that's going to bother him or trip him up at all. And by the way, it can't. If that changes him, if that gets to him, then he's not made of what I think he's made of.
Yeah, they should know that by now. And the way he's reacted to adversity has been terrific. And even when he's had bad games, he steps to the microphone and he takes on his share of the blame, if not more of it. He's not one to point the finger, even though last year was full of adversity. And he could have said, God, guys, you look at who I'm playing with. I've got, we're down. Right. We're down a couple of receivers. I don't have my running back. Our defense can't stop anybody. But yeah, go ahead and blame me. He never did any of that. And so I do think that he's cut from the correct cloth to be able to take on the burden of being, top seven now in average annual value. There's extra pressure from the outside that comes with that.
Well, and you know where my mind goes when, and I'm sure you've heard this 1,000 times, he's not worth that money. Can we explore?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hold up for a second.
Sure.
What does that mean? Do you ever watch sports and you just look at an athlete and you're like, 42.2. Like, where is that bar coming from?
Well, it just depends on the player in the league. Like, Zach LaVine, for example. He's not worth what they pay him.
Okay, but if he's not worth that, I would argue our sensibilities on that idea are coming from the other players around him, right?
Yeah, usually.
Not. I don't think you're attaching it directly to wins and losses. I don't think we're doing
Nor
that.
Nor are you attaching it in a vacuum. Like, if you want to look at Brock Purdy making $53 million a year to play football, you could look at that and say, well, he's not worth $53 million. Nobody's worth $53
million. Okay.
But then you step outside of that statement and you realize, well, it's a multi-billion dollar franchise. It's a $100 billion entity, the National Football League. So, yeah, it turns out it's okay to pay a guy $53 million a year. If the franchise is worth $7 billion and, you know, the salary cap is $300 million, can you pay him $53 of the $300? Well, yeah.
Yeah, you can, and they will.
You probably should.
Well, right, like, but I'm going to look at all kinds of athletes. Is Kevin Durant worth what they pay him?
At times. What do they pay him, like 57?
Something.
Or?
I mean, yeah, I think it's 50, whatever. Like, you look at him, if you watch him play basketball, you're like, yep, he's worth it. Well, they stunk. They went 36 and 46. He's got two other really highly paid players on his team, and they were terrible. So you're not equating it to winning. I think what most people are doing when you say that, you're equating it to the people around him, to his counterparts, his comrades. What does this kind of quarterback make in the NFL? And so for those of you who have sort of responded to this, but well, he's not worth $53 million, well, I would actually argue, if you want to pick a side for who, quote-unquote, I hate doing this because I thought both of them did great, but who won the deal based on the salaries that are around him, well, then the 49ers won. They completely won.
I don't see it that way.
Why? If he's not worth 53, but if Trevor Lawrence is making more and Tua is making more and Goff is making the same and Jordan Love is making more, if you're going to do how? Like Dak is making more than anyone. Like I would love someone to argue what that even means. He's not worth $53 million. Based on what? I'm asking the question. I don't know.
Well, based on the perception that he is a byproduct of those people around him. That's what the number one answer would be. People think that if he's a system quarterback, and as we've learned through conversations with Kurt Warner and many other quarterbacks, they're all system quarterbacks. Patrick Mahomes is a system quarterback. Josh Allen, same thing. Lamar Jackson, don't get me started. They've built their system around Lamar Jackson, but he's a system quarterback, and they just signed Derrick Henry to an extension today, so that system continues on, and it works because you have Lamar Jackson. So Brock Purdy's a system guy, but the critics, the detractors will say he's a byproduct of having great players around him.
Right, another fascinating one. Yep. To me, and like just to help out, I'm going to expand this beyond Brock. That whole thing gets disproven constantly. I don't think Tua is a great quarterback, but good God, have you seen the Dolphins without him?
Yeah, they're terrible.
They can't score a point. He can't score a point. The whole thing's over. Did you watch the game in Green Bay last year when Brock was out? 3 minutes into the game, you're like, we're going to go do something else, hon.
Well, and think about the Jets the first year Aaron Rodgers was there. Like, they lost Aaron Rodgers on, what, like the seventh play or something?
I don't even think it was that long, but yeah.
They had a hard time scoring touchdowns the entire year.
Do you remember that they won that game?
That he got hurt.
Isn't that weird?
Like 9-7 or like 8-5.
Against Buffalo, right?
I think so.
Against Buffalo. They won that game.
It was a low-scoring affair. I remember that.
It was. But anyway, like, I just, this whole concept of, oh, gosh, they're a product of their surroundings. Watch one of the games when they're out And you and I have actually had this debate a number of times, and it was back when McCaffrey was really humming before the injury and the whole, like, who's the most important player on the offense? Who would you play a game without? Is it McCaffrey? Is it Debo? Is it Trent Williams? And I'm not asking all of you to agree with me, but I firmly believe and will to my grave, the answer is Brock. The answer is almost always the quarterback. Watch a team without its quarterback. It does not look the same. Like, they often cannot function. And I know there are situations where backup quarterbacks have come in and done things.
Nick Foles.
Yeah. Like, that's such an incredible outlier.
Yep.
Such an outlier. Like, if you think that, I would much rather argue, and I'm not, but I'd rather, if you forced me, let's go back to your debate class, and I've got to pick a side, right? Brock is a product of his surroundings, or are the surroundings a product of Brock? I know which one I'd like to argue.
Right.
I don't think either of them are terribly true, but I would much easier argue that the surroundings are a product of Brock than Brock is a product of the surroundings.
Well, it's always going to be symbiosis with any offense and a play caller and the quarterback. And if you try to assign more credit or blame around that, then I think you're missing the greater point about football in general. Last year, the 49ers offense was not as good. Brock Purdy was not as good. I would argue Kyle Shanahan was not as good. So the collective of all three of those parts, Brock, the team around him, and the play caller, none of them were as good as they were the year before. So you could parse out the blame and the credit however you want to do it, but ultimately a football team, it's a complimentary exercise.
Absolutely.
And if the defense is not holding up their end and they're getting gashed for long drives late in games, and if the offense is not able to run the ball and the quarterback is not as accurate as he has been and the coach is not calling plays the way he used to, then the whole thing is going to fall apart.
Yep. I look at pressure coming this season.
Oh, and the
season.
Special teams, too. Sorry.
Yeah, damn right.
I make sure we throw that in there.
Signed a new kicker over the weekend.
Oh, yeah, Greg Joseph.
Yep.
Little competition.
I look at the whole thing. Like, that, okay, I'm so glad that we accidentally just stumbled into that. That's pressure. Who got more pressure on him in September? Brock Purdy or Jake Moody?
Oh, it's Jake Moody.
Oh, not even close.
Although Mac Jones, first round draft capital. Oh, I think you hear him knocking. McCorkle.
It's Jake Moody.
No, that's pressure.
That's pressure. Hey, son, if you miss this kick, you're out of a job.
Right.
That's pressure. What's happening to Brock right now is kind of the opposite of pressure. He's a made man now.
He is. But I don't know if it's pressure that comes from the fans, but it is definitely additional scrutiny. When you have a player who suddenly makes that much money, and you know this, fans look at athletics a lot through the lens of money. And so when you're making that much money as a quarterback, well, now you better perform.
We're sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. On the fly a little bit, can we take, like, I want to get back to Brock and the Niners
coming
up in a little bit. Can we jump off the island for just a second because of something that Aaron Gordon said after the Nuggets were defeated over the weekend that I think is incredibly applicable to Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors and the future of the Golden State Warriors? 888-957-9570 is the number. This is Willard and Dibs.
Has one mission in life right now, outside of winning the Super Bowl and being probably Father of the Year, Man of the Year, and all the other awards you could give Fred. All he wants is the ball. Like, that's his thing. He wants the ball. Any way he can get the ball, whether he's punching the ball out, whether he's picking it off, whether he's taking a fumble, like, he wants the ball. And I don't know if a lot of linebackers think like that. A lot of linebackers are pretty content, you know, going to make tackles and pumping their chest up when they do and all that stuff. Fred wants the ball. That's the most important thing to him.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
That's Baldy from earlier this year on the roast talking about Fred Warner. And we're talking about Fred Warner because Fred Warner is once again the highest paid linebacker in the NFL. New deal for him today, 3 years, $63 million. that agent broke that news on a Monday.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy's agent broke that news on a Friday.
Okay. Yep.
Do with that whatever you want.
Yeah, I don't do much with it. And you just never know how these things all shake out and, you know, which deal gets done when. And I do know that we were getting ready to do a big show picking through the Warrior wreckage.
I thought about and, that. You know, I'm like, ooh, their prep just went out the window.
Well, because Thursday was the day after the loss. And so there was a lot of anger and frustration over, you know, all of it. And then Friday, you know, you start to get a little bit further away from it. And we had the exit interviews, which we played all of it on Thursday. And then Friday, Steve and Mike Dunleavy both spoke. And, you know, we're getting ready to play a big chunk of that. And then it's all of a sudden, you know, 53 milli for Brock. And so you pivot and all the rest of it. So, yeah, I don't know if there's anything that I take from it that it happens on a Friday. I don't know if the agent would feel like it's bad news. I mean, he got his client 53 million.
It's not bad news. I just don't think it's victory lap news. I don't. And I know that agents and players do look at it this way. Like, he just signed a deal for less than Trevor Lawrence. He did.
And maybe the team was like, yeah, we want to get this out today because we got something else coming on Monday. And we think we're going to have another announcement. So, you know, if you guys want to go ahead and leak it to your people, we kind of want to get this out here today now that it's done, as opposed to wait until Monday because we got other things going on Monday.
I wonder how much the team actually has say in it. You know, I mean, obviously, the agent doesn't want to throw something out there that's going to tick the team off or be inaccurate. I know that, but you all see the way these tweets get written now. I mean, look at, let's see, we were looking at Adam Schefter's tweet earlier. Did you see Rappaport's tweet about Fred Warner? What do you notice about the way this one sounds? The 49ers and all-pro linebacker Fred Warner have agreed to terms on a new three-year contract extension worth $63 million per me and Mike Garofolo. The deal, done by Justin Shulman of Athletes First, makes Warner the perennial Pro Bowler, the NFL's highest-paid linebacker. He gets $56.7 million guaranteed. I noticed two things about that. First of all, you have to, like, shout out the agent. Be like, this is who did that.
Yeah.
This is a fancy person.
Well, they
person.
Did the same thing with the Brock Purdy deal.
Right, but here's the second thing I notice. He gets $56.7 million guaranteed and becomes the NFL's highest paid linebacker. That's a victory lap. That's a, hey, pound my chest, look at me.
Right.
Now, well,
Purdy's deal was never going to be that. Like, he was never going to be the highest paid quarterback.
Oh, that was absolutely discussed.
Well, not when
he's better than Dak Prescott.
But when the deal comes in at 53, it's not like he was close to being the highest paid quarterback.
Precisely, which is why I don't think it's a pound your chest victory lap for the agent. There are multiple quarterbacks who are worse than Brock Purdy who are paid more. And that doesn't usually work that way. It's usually the reverse, like it did with Dak. Like, Dak, that's a victory lap for the agent. It's like, hey, I'm the guy who got the Cowboys to think that Dak Prescott's better than Joe Burrow. Look at me. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's a big deal. I'm not saying that they're embarrassed. I just think it's a little different, and why the agent puts it on a Friday afternoon. You just signed a deal that is below what many other players are making who are worse than you. That is the reality of the tote board.
Yeah. I mean, it's the reality as it pertains to your perception. I'm sure if you're Trevor Lawrence's agent, you probably think your guy is every bit as good as Brock Purdy.
No.
He doesn't have as good of a team.
Trevor's agent and Trevor's mom think that. Nobody else thinks that. You don't think that, do you?
I think that he's in a worse situation.
Of course.
He's in a situation where your team isn't as good. You've had a coaching carousel. And the talent around him is not as good either. So we can look at all these things in many different ways. Brock Purdy is in one of the best situations in the National Football League. He's got a lot of talent around him. He's got, on his offense, he's got three Hall of Famers on his offense of 11. Kittle, McCaffrey, and Trent Williams.
Okay.
So you play three of the other 10 guys are Hall of Famers. Your coach is one of the smartest minds in football. Your organization is the gold standard. Your GM is a guy who always puts you in a spot to compete. His situation is
no doubt
across the board one of the five best in all of football.
No doubt, but you also know that that kind of stuff is pretty hard to get across the board in contract negotiations.
It is, but
scoreboard is scoreboard.
The tote board of how much you're making, I get it. But when I look at like how we assess players, I think it's important to look at context as well. Now, Trevor Lawrence is in a situation where his coach, he's probably going to be his third head coach or his fourth head coach in 6 years. The organization is not a joke, but no, they're closer to joke than they are juggernaut.
It's been messy, no doubt. But
I mean, the GM situation, you had Trent Baalke as your GM, and he's surrounded by almost no talent on offense.
But here's my point. My point is that those things that you're bringing up, while I agree with you, they often get blown through by the player and the agent when it comes to negotiations. We could do a contextual conversation about Brandon Ayuk as a wide receiver, and I think we could get a lot of people to agree with us. If you bring context to the party, this is not a $30 million receiver. There's all these things going on around him.
Which is why the team kind of blew it seven ways from Sunday.
Totally agree.
Because he's not that guy.
Right. But in the negotiations, that often gets lost because you want the player, and the player can get stubborn. And Brandon was stubborn. Brock deserves some credit for not being stubborn, but I don't think his agent wants to run around all week and go, "We weren't stubborn." Like, that's not what he wants to highlight, which is why you got Friday afternoon.
Yeah, I just don't see it that way, but, you know, I don't really read into it like that. If it's really, really bad news, I get it. This was not bad news.
No, it's not bad news, but it's just not victory. Like, this stuff does get thought about, trust me.
I know it does, but it also could be a number of different situations that led this to get out on Friday.
Maybe. Here, we want to get to the Aaron Gordon stuff. Let's take one more, and then we'll do that. Coach D in Fremont. Hi, Coach D, what's up?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think your whole premise is 100% wrong. It is a victory lap from this standpoint. Brock Purdy was the worst paid player in the NFL last year. There were long snappers making more money than Brock Purdy. Also, Brock Purdy covered up one of the worst trades in NFL history. I put it in top five. That's why I want you to change the narrative. Brock Purdy covered up that Trey Lance horrible trade deal to cover up the Niners.
Agreed.
Period.
Agreed.
Right? But don't say it's not a victory lap when this guy was the worst paid player in NFL history based on his position.
Right. That's,
you were talking about the receivers, right?
Right.
Let me finish.
Yeah.
What I'm saying, based on what he was earning, I was looking up today. Look it up. Google it. The long snappers were making more money than him.
Coach
and
D,
you're saying 53 money is not a lift, is something like a...
You're damn right. Asking. You're damn right. And I'll say it again. And here's why. You're right about all of your premise. I just don't think that that affects it. Believe me, if I'm Brock Purdy's agent, and Coach D, thank you. If I'm Brock Purdy's agent and I walk into a room with the Niners and their first argument is, look, you're really good. We think you're better than Trevor Lawrence. We think you're better than Tua. But you only made $1 million last year. So we're going to, we can leap to 53, but we can't leap to 55. That's crazy. I don't think that's a part of the conversation at all. There's no part of it that's like we can go 52 more. We can't go 54 more. I don't think that's where negotiations go. Believe me, I think this is a great deal for both sides. I am mindful of the fact that this broke when it broke, and I just trust me that in the celebrity world, these things are thought about. When do we want to break the news? And if the agent was out there wanting to peacock this, then it would not have happened on Friday afternoon. It just wouldn't have, because that's not the way that stuff works. Mike Florio said as much this morning on the Morning Roast. When you get the highest paid deal in the league, you get Monday afternoon.
Well, this was like not Fred ever going to be the highest paid deal.
Well, again, I keep saying that you didn't know that. There was absolutely moments 3 months ago or whenever the hell Dak Prescott got his deal that people went, oh, crap, but he's better than Dak. Wouldn't you go in there and say, you got to give me more than Dak?
There was never an indication from anyone I talked to and anything you read that this was going to suddenly be the highest paid deal.
But I'm also not talking about Dak. I'm talking about people who were fifth and sixth in line.
He's seventh.
Yeah, and he's better. He's better than the guys who are right in front of him.
Well, some of them. He's tied with Jared Goff.
Right.
And you could argue whether or not he's better than Jared Goff.
I think he's better than Tua, and he's definitely better and more accomplished than Trevor Lawrence when it comes to the way you negotiate contracts. So, look, I'm not saying Brock got a bad deal. I'm just saying that I don't think the agent feels like he hit a grand slam here. And that is a credit to Brock, by the way, because he's the one who's in charge.
I don't know what the agent feels.
Yeah.
If I get my guy $265 million and I get him $180 guaranteed and I get him from $1 million a year to $53 average annual and I get all this money up front in the first 3 years for a 25-year-old, I'm feeling pretty good about that deal.
Those are his stats. Like, again, if Brock is happy at the end, wonderful. Then you're happy
with
your deal.
Then you hit a grand slam.
But Brock did. The agent, this is
the agent did too.
This is his batting average.
Right,
his
but the agent got a guy $53 million. I'm not going to sit here and argue about how he feels. You don't know. I don't know.
Nobody knows, but we do know one thing. It broke on a Friday, and you don't do that if you are super thrilled to spread it to the world.
That's your opinion.
Yes, it is.
You don't know.
Yes,
it is. You don't know whether or not other forces were in play to where they had to break it when they did.
I mean, what would those forces be?
That would be the Niners saying, hey, we got something else coming Monday. Let's announce this today because we got something else we're going to do on Monday.
I don't the Niners are not, they're not the ones breaking the news.
They're not breaking it.
They haven't even.
They could be the ones who say, yeah, go ahead.
The agent can may or may not.
Sure.
Right? Like,
right,
not
but
up
until,
to the Niners.
I mean, if pen's not to paper yet, then,
which it's still not.
Well, as far as we know,
yeah, I mean, I don't think.
Do we have to have a picture of a guy signing a contract to believe it?
They usually do it.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, when it's a new player, absolutely.
All right, check this out. We want to set the table with this and see what you all think. 888-957-9570. Aaron Gordon of the Nuggets said something after the Nuggets were eliminated in Game 7. And it's very, very applicable to Steph Curry and the Warriors. What do you all think about this?
Health is a lot, you know. I would really, really appreciate it if there were a couple of days in between games in the playoffs instead of every other day, regardless if you go seven games. And I understand if you do your work early and you get first seed, then you can have some time off. But I think the days in between games, not just off day and a travel day, but a travel day and a recovery day, just two days, I think the product of the game would be a lot better. I think there'd be just a better product on the floor, just to give all these professional athletes just, you know, one more day of rest, and you would see a higher level of basketball, probably less blowouts.
Okay, so the premise of what he's saying is two things. A, as he says right there, no more, first of all, no back-to-backs, and now no only one day off between games. You need at least 2 days off between each game. There's also another clip where he starts specifically bringing up names, and he's essentially saying the team who wins the title is not always, and in fact is usually not the best team. It's simply the healthiest team. And so Jason Tatum, out. Dame Lillard, out. Steph Curry, out. You can go through all of these injuries that have taken place and knocked teams out, and the teams that are left right now are four teams that are relatively healthy. What do you think of this idea that now in the playoffs, Aaron Gordon is saying you need at least 2 days off in between at least most games?
Well, they got 2 days off between game 6 and 7.
That's
so
true,
it seems to me like, you know, when you needed it the most for game 7, you got exactly what you were looking for. And I did a little bit of not a deep dive. It was a shallow dive. I was going to go deeper, but I found a couple of examples that satisfied my thirst for the information. And I went back to the 90s, and the Bulls and the Knicks played a second-round series, and they actually played back-to-back games. They played Saturday at the Garden. They played Sunday at the Garden. And then I went back. I thought, you know what? Let me go back to 75. Golden State Warriors win the title. At that time, they had a 1-2-2, 1-2-2. The format was one at home, then two on the road, then two back at your place. And there were some times where it was like 4 and 5 days off between games,
sure,
then one day off. It's all kind of all over the board. And I hear what he's saying, and he's not totally wrong. I did a little bit of a look at game sevens, and a lot of game sevens do wind up a bit lopsided. And I went back in history, recent history, because I said this to you before, that I think it was 9 of the last 14 going into this game were won by the road team. And you had, which I thought was a bit odd, because normally the home team, game 7, the revved up crowd and the rest of it. But if you look at the reality of the situation, it's a TV show. And it's something that you always say.
Oh.
And you look at this situation, the reason why they put it on Sunday and not Saturday is because Sunday's the big NBA day. That's the big NBA spot, 12:30.
It's the big TV
Sunday. Day. It is.
Or so, Sunday night, yeah.
Yeah, it didn't matter. If they had played on Friday, they would have played Sunday. They played on Thursday. They played on Sunday because they wanted that Sunday viewing spot. So he's not wrong, but the league doesn't care.
Well, there is the TV side to it, though I could argue that the networks, who love to have as many properties as possible, even in this most recent round, what are we getting all the time? We're getting a lot of doubleheaders. You're getting a lot of doubleheaders. And this could even, what he's talking about, could scratch the itch of the East Coast fan who has to stay up till 1 in the morning to watch the end of that 7 o'clock tip with the Lakers and the Warriors, or 6:30 tip that's going on out here on the West Coast. You would have fewer nights where there's two games and more nights where there's one. And I don't think that's a terrible thing. But here's kind of my issue with it. What Aaron Gordon, and I know not all of the injuries fall in this bucket because Jason Tatum is super young. And the reason Aaron's talking about this, he battled through it, but he played with a strained hamstring. And I know that got a lot of Warrior fans' eyebrows up because it's, quote, the same injury as Steph, which I don't think two injuries are ever alike. But if you want to take that route, you certainly can because they named it the same thing.
It was more severe, but
Steph's.
Gordon's. He was grade two. Grade two hamstring strain.
Okay.
More severe.
I mean,
but what Doc Pandya has told us, well, every hamstring strain is different depending on the location, the muscles involved, etc. Whether or not you've had the injury before.
Yep.
So you can't just look at grade one versus grade two, two different bodies, and say, well, he played, so he should have played. It's all.
No, never. I mean, yeah, I don't think you can ever do that.
So many factors go into it.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's why this kind of came up. And Aaron is not 30 yet, but he will be in 3 months. Steph Curry is 37. Dame Lillard, I think, is 34, maybe, if I have that right. Basically, what I think Aaron is suggesting is tailoring the league to people in their 30s as opposed to tailoring it to people in their 20s. And I don't, in theory, I have no vote into who's more important, 30-year-olds, 35-year-olds, 25-year-olds. I just think in professional sports, though, that's a hard thing to get by the goalie. The idea that, like, there are younger, stronger, healthier, more effective athletes, but we're going to slow this down so that you 35-year-olds can catch up to the 25-year-olds, so that Steph Curry can be on an even footing with Anthony Edwards more often, so we're going to take more days off in order to do that. That doesn't feel right. That doesn't feel like the way sports is supposed to be built.
Agreed. And also, if you look at what the league is trying to do, especially in the playoffs, they're trying to be an everyday entity. And tonight, there's no NBA game. We've got no game tonight, Monday, May 19th. And I'm sure the league would love to have a game, but the schedule doesn't work that way. So what you get the rest of the way is the West tomorrow, the East on Wednesday, the West on Thursday, the East on Friday. So now you get into that rhythm of a game every other day. And honestly, that to me is the way it should be. And you look at the NFL, Mark, and like last year, I think the Chiefs were the team that played three games in 11 days.
Yes, they did. Yeah, the whole Christmas fiasco thing.
Right.
Yep.
So if you think for a minute that these leagues really care about your health and welfare or your player safety in the name of scheduling. Last year, the 49ers had 21 days fewer rest than their opponents. They played four teams who were coming off their bye. Four teams. Competitively, that's patently unfair. Yet, the league just rolled that out of the schedule, and this year they have a rest advantage. So, Aaron Gordon's not wrong in that if you had fewer games closer together, guys probably would be fresher and maybe they would play better. But I don't think the league's that interested in that.
No, probably not. I don't think that he's going to suddenly say this and they're going to be like, wait a minute, the fourth best player on the Nuggets wants us to totally revamp the way we do playoffs? All right, let's listen to him. But he's also sitting here going, well, wait a minute. Like, you did lose Steph Curry. You lost Steph Curry and he fell out of a series that the Warriors, I'm not going to do what everyone's doing. They would have won, Dan. They might have.
Yep.
They might have.
Well, we can say this. They would have had a better chance to win if they had Steph Curry.
And they had the lead at the end of the night when they went to bed the night that he was hurt. They had the lead. They had home court advantage. They had all of these things. And so if he plays the rest of the way, do they win? Analytics say yes, but we will obviously never know. It is pretty a firm, like, I'll say this, they would not have lost the next four games in a row.
Agreed.
Like that, I feel comfortable saying, but they did. They did. And the Bucks lost Dame Lillard, and they were already in a bad spot, and then they were immediately kind of swept out of the whole thing. Now, Jason Tatum is still a young player, but Jason Tatum gets hurt. Celtics win one more game, but then, poof, they're out of that series. And there are others. I think the other evidence is you look at the four teams that are left. Look at the four teams that are left. Give me their frontline star player who's in their 30s on any of the four.
Yeah, you'd be hard-pressed to find it. Like Julius Randle might be 30. He's not their frontline star player.
No, he's probably their second-best player.
Yep.
Is Julius Randle 30?
Feels like he's been around forever.
Julius Randle is... Julius Randle is, he He is 30.
Yep. Almost 30. 30 and a half.
Okay.
Yeah. Grandy was here. He would be getting ready for the buzzer.
Nas Reed is the one who looks like he's 35. He's 25. He's 25 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so Oklahoma City, they're all 25.
Right.
Lou Dort might be 30, but...
I mean, but he's not...
No, I'm just trying to think of Thunder who's not, like, in his teens.
Caruso.
Okay, but Shea Gilgis and Chet Holmgren and Jalen Williams, these are young players. Anthony Edwards is 23. Karl Anthony Towns is 29. Jalen Brunson is 28. OG Anunoby is 27. Mikal Bridges is 28. 20... 20,
yes.
20, 20.
Well, there's a reason
one of them has had his 30th birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday, but you get the idea.
Well, and if you go back in history, two things are clear. One, older teams, and I'm saying the Warriors are an older team, they don't win the championship. I highlighted the Bulls when they won their final chip, and they all were, for the most part, 35. Jordan was 36, Rodman was 37, but Pippen was only 31, and that was a team wrapping up a dynasty.
Yep.
They had some muscle memory. The other piece is, if you look at the championship teams going backward in time, all those teams do exactly what Aaron Gordon's describing. They stay healthy. When the Warriors won it in 2022, their top six played every game.
Healthy.
Yeah, every team, you have to be healthy, and that's, you know, it's the nature of it.
Right, but it, like, I think his point is there a little bit of a nature or a nurture with regard to how these injuries are coming about? We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Love to hear from you, 888-957-9570 in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll get back to the Niners for sure, but we'll take your phone calls right now. What do you think of the idea of the NBA going to at least 2 days off in between playoff games? 888-957-9570, Willard and Dibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.